And so momelotinib, the issue was in the Simplify studies, they didn't reach the primary endpoint. In the Simplify 2 study in particular, which were patients previously treated with ruxolitinib, it did not show an improvement in spleen size over best available therapy.
So these were people who progressed after ruxolitinib or came off gutted cytopenias?
Kind of a mix. Patients who might have progressed, patients who were intolerant for whatever reason. It was a mixed bag, but patients previously treated with ruxolitinib. And the rates of spleen response were similar in the best available therapy arm as well as it were in the momelotinib arm. And you kind of look back and you say, well, gee, why? Is, well, the best available therapy for almost 90% of patients was ruxolitinib. So it kind of was kind of an odd mix. But you'd think that patients who are getting ruxolitinib wouldn't do well if they've already failed ruxolitinib, but they are getting some benefit. And it is able to control the spleen, even though if you're dealing with cytopenias or side effects, it still can work to a certain degree. So I think some of the design of the studies were a little bit challenging. They kind of, for lack of a better term, shot themselves in their own foot with these designs. But currently, momelotinib is kind of on a hold, if you will. Not an FDA hold, but the development of the drug is they're trying to rethink about how what's the best way to be moving this drug forward. I know the drug was recently transitioned to another company, and so they're trying to meet with investigators and people who've taken care of patients on momelotinib to try to figure out what the best way to go forward with this drug is.
It sounds like, I would assume, having seen this patient, and maybe even others, that it sounds like something maybe that there would be really a role for.
I think so. The fact that you can improve people's spleens, symptoms, and their anemia, I mean, that's kind of a trifecta. It literally is a trifecta. It's three things that you're improving. Where we know ruxolitinib, we're not going to see those types of anemia responses in those folks. Definitely we control spleen and symptoms, but not these anemia responses.
So I guess there's not going to be a first-line rux versus momelotinib study.
Not anytime soon. Not anytime soon.
If there were, what do you think it would show?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think based on the existing data that we have, I think we would see response rates somewhat similar to ruxolitinib. I think if there was a true and true head-to-head comparison, and this is really just based on the biology, the IC50 or the inhibitory concentration of momelotinib on JAK1 and JAK2, both wild type, is very similar between the two drugs. And we really think that that's it, that the off-target effects are probably not as important, except for in the fact that momelotinib doing this thing with hepcidin as an off-target effect. But
so ruxolitinib doesn't do that?
Ruxolitinib does not do that.
Wow, that's interesting.
It hasn't been tested in people, but in preclinical models, it does not alter hepcidin levels.